Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones. As we enter into the holiday season, Pastor Joel reminds us of the perfect gift we all can receive. In today's message entitled, Jesus, the Indescribable Gift.
There's only one, and his name is Jesus, okay? He's God, okay? He can do a lot of different things, but you've got to understand, he can manifest himself as a man. He can take on flesh, but he is God. He's no ordinary man. He is the God-man, if you want to call him, but Jesus is God. You've got to understand that, okay? So, nothing was made without him. Nothing was made that was made. Now, that point right there separates Jesus from all other deities, like I said. I don't care. I can't name the other deities, so I have a habit of naming the same ones because I don't study counterfeits. So I don't really know. I'm just telling you. I don't study counterfeits. I deal with real stuff, okay? I don't like artificial stuff, and I won't accept artificial gods. So I study the true word of God, and anything artificial is going to reveal itself. So excuse me if I don't know who the current artificial deity is, but I'm telling you the one true God is Jesus Christ, and it's right here in the word, okay? It's right here in the word, okay? I hope you see that. Because it's right, it's obvious, okay? So Jesus obviously is described as God himself, the creator of all things, not some things, all things, all things. He is the God of all creation. He is the God of all flesh, okay? He encased us in flesh, all made through Jesus Christ. Even the devil himself can't lay claim. He belonged to the Lord. The Lord created him, okay? All right, he created angels. Some fell, some didn't, but all were made through Jesus Christ. Now, that's powerful. You got to hear me on that. All made through Jesus, and without him, nothing was made that was made. Now, in all fairness to the skeptics, like I said, which I was also at one time, I need to explain how Jesus could be with God and be God at the same time. That's what people don't understand. I didn't understand it. When I was in Islam, they had a running joke that said, who is that Holy Ghost? Who's believing in ghosts? And that type of thing. Ignorant. Didn't know. We didn't know. My family didn't know. I need to explain how Jesus could be with God and be God at the same time, because if that characteristics it tends to throw off a lot of people, and rightfully so, especially when people don't understand the triune nature of God. You got to understand the triune nature, okay? It's the triune nature of God that means that makes those first three verses of John better understood. Those first three verses, you can understand them better if you understand the triune nature of God. But what people need to know is that there is one God existing in three persons. There's coexistent persons who are but one God, not three gods, one God, one true God. Now, that's what people don't understand. So right away, we begin to understand why this gift is indescribable. The human mind can't wrap itself around that. No matter how many ways we try to do it, people have tried to explain the triune nature of God by using the egg concept, right? Saying that the yolk and the shell make up the egg, but still, they are simply parts of that egg, aren't they? They're parts of that egg, right? And not the egg in and of themselves. Well, let's take an orange. Okay, you got the orange peel. You got the orange seeds, and you got the orange pulp. But still, they are parts of that orange. They make it up. You see what I mean? You can go to water and ice and the whole bit. God is different. God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are separate parts, but all God. Each God, each distinguished as God, but different persons, but one God. Come on now. You can't wrap your mind around that. Go on, try to figure it out, scholars. Go on, try to figure it out. Just try to figure it out.
Let me see if he's God.
No. He's God, but he's not. No, you got it wrong. He's God, but think about it. You can't wrap your mind around it. That's because he's God. That's because he's God. Buddha wouldn't be able to figure it out. Muhammad wouldn't be able to figure it out. And none of these deities, so-called deities, Allah, another idol, gonna figure it out? How? Come on. There's only one. Now, this is confusing to the finite mind of man, but the Word of God explains throughout the Bible that Jesus is God and not a mere man. That's what we need to understand. He's not a mere man. But for the sake of even more clarity, let's go here. I'm going to ask Pastor Annalisa to take us back. Let's go back. Let's go to the Old Testament. Some people only believe in the Old Testament. See? We start separating the Bible. They don't even want to read the New Testament. So let's go back to the Old Testament and make sure we cover some things there about who Jesus is. Let's go to Genesis 1, Pastor, and take it from 1 to 3. It won't be that long.
Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 3 says, mm-hmm. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Mm-hmm. The earth was without form and void, mm-hmm. and darkness was on the face of the deep. Mm-hmm. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Mm-hmm. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. Now, we see that God, the Creator, was doing what he does, wasn't he? He was creating in the beginning. If this is a movie and you first meet God, he ain't just sitting around. He's working. He says, how you doing? He's regulating. When you, the first idea the first introduction you have with God, he's doing his thing. He ain't sitting around. He's creating. He's speaking the world into existence. Notice he ain't got no tools. He's speaking. He's saying, be, and it is. He's saying, there was light, and it was light. Huh? There's no light switches. God is the light switch. It tells you right there that if Jesus is anywhere associated with this, that's who I want to be with. That's a gift. If I get a part of somebody like this, I'm act up. This is who I'm going to be with. I'll shout it from wherever. I don't care what the consequences are. If you put me with him, I ain't worried about belonging to any other clubs you got out there. You see what I mean? Does that make sense? He's indescribable, this gift is. Here you just meet him, and it says in the beginning he was creating the heaven and the earth, and the earth was void, and then he crosses you up and says, how about this? Now he's throwing overhand. Now he's going to throw you a slider and say that the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of God, was hovering over the earth. Come on now. Hovering over the waters. Now, you show me another deity that's doing that type of thing, and I'll eat my hat. I'll bring it in here on the air and put some salt on. I'll chew up that hat in a minute. You show me. I'll be my favorite little leather baseball cap. I'll chew that one up, too. You show me somebody that does that. And so, besides Jesus. And here we see that he's doing what he does. We see that the Holy Spirit of God was present as well. All right. So right away we learn that though there is one God, what did we say before in the New Testament? We said there's more than one person, didn't we? You see, the proof is in the pudding. I told you the Bible overlaps itself. You found that out in John 1. Now you go back to Genesis 1. And it's telling you, it's confirming the same thing. So those of you who say, well, we just deal with the Talmud and we just do this, go back to the Old Testament and see if it's not right there. It's right there in front of you. There it is in the first paragraph. Okay? The second verse, and it's already told you about God. Okay? That he has a pluralistic nature, a triune nature, whichever way you want to call it. That's right there in front of you, okay? So, let's do this. We see the Spirit of God was present as well. So right away we learn that there is one God, but more than one person of God. The proof is right there. Now let's go to Genesis 1:26. Pastor, can you read that one for us? I know you all know this, but I'm just laying the groundwork because we're going to be on this for a week, another week or so at least.
Amen. 1:26. This is a good season to do it, too.
Amen.
Verse 26, chapter Genesis 1, verse 26 says,
listen to this.
Then God said, let us.
Huh.
Let us.
Now that U.S. don't stand for United.
Capital U.
That's not United States, okay? Huh? That's not usurp somebody. That's saying us, okay?
Go ahead. Let us make man in our image.
Uh-huh. Our.
According to our likeness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let them have dominion over the fish mm-hmm. of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
Now read that next one. Just read the first part of 27.
So God created man in his own image.
So it goes back to his own image, doesn't it? Now you see,
in
come on now.
In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
It goes back to letting you know there's one God. There's three persons of God. See?
Let us.
But back to God in his image. And he says, let us make man in our image. All right? This is important. This is important for all of you who don't know the word. I will urge you to do your research, to check everything I'm telling you. Okay? And check it and see. But if you read this with an objective mind, you'll see how God works. You won't know all of him because he's not going to reveal all of himself to you. Would you? No. So, but you'll know enough to know that he's God and you'll be on the right track. All right? See, we have to talk in real terms around here because this is serious. We got people playing church. We got people saying they're Christians. We got people thinking that they're doing the right things and they're not even serving the true God. So we have to put this out the right way. Okay, so now let's do this. Again, this talks about the plurality of God. In fact, here's another something for you to take, another tidbit. The word Elohim, which means the Lord our Creator. Did you know that that has a plural meaning? It's pluralistic. Okay, so you can't catch God in a trap, in other words. You can't trip him up. Check the Hebrew of Elohim and you'll see that it has a pluralistic nature because people will argue and say, well, Elohim, the creator, is just one person. It's just one person. No, do your research or you'll find out. Okay, you'll see. Okay, so this is a pluralistic nature of God. Now, let's visit the New Testament one more. Let's jump back over and then we're going to move on. Pastor, take us to 1 Timothy 2:5 and then 1 John chapter 5, verse 6 and 7. But first, let's go to 1 Timothy 2:5. What does it say there?
Please. Okay, 1 Timothy 2:5 says, mm-hmm. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, mm-hmm. and men, the man Christ Jesus.
Uh-huh. Okay, and 6 says, who gave himself a ransom for all. All right, to be testified in due time. All right, so what that means is that there is only one God. Now there's a mediator between God and man, and his name is Christ Jesus. All right, hold on to that. Now let's go to 1 John chapter 5, verses 6 to 7. And this is where people say the Trinity is nowhere in the Bible. You won't find Trinity in the Bible. Well, let's just go to 1 John.
Chapter 5, 6, and 7. 1 John chapter 5, 6, and 7 says, 1 John chapter 5,
verses 6 to 7.
6 and 7 says, this is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit, capital S, who bears witness because the Spirit is truth. Verse 7 says, for there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit.
You see that?
And these mm-hmm.
And these three
are one.
Mark that down, because somebody's going to come up to you and say, it's not in the Bible, but it is in the Bible. You just got to know where to go get your ingredients when you're baking that pie. And the Lord will give you the real ingredients to bake the real food. This is real nourishment. Mark that one down. So I'm telling you, God's not concerned. God's not worried about that. He already knows the truth. He said, study to show yourself approved, children. He said, be diligent, 2 Timothy 2:15. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You see, when you slice it up, you will find the truth. The Holy Spirit just popped that one out on me. And it tells you right there, you see, there is no shadow of turning with God. He's not going to give you something that's not true. He's not going to proclaim to be somebody he's not. And he's not going to let anybody turn him into a one-dimensional God. When he is one God, but he operates in three persons, and it's in his word. And he's not going to lead you astray. That's why we need to know these things. And this would help people. All of you who are believing in some other deity or some other religion, you ought to be glad that this is going out so people will know. Go talk to your, whomever the name of the person is that you're under, talk to him and ask him these questions. Because whatever you're reading, there should be something to tell you that you're, if it's true or not. But I know this Bible is true. Okay, I know the word of God is true. This Bible is the inerrant word of God. That means it has no errors in it. God has written. Now, you find other translations nowadays because the devil is very sly. Let me just throw this in here. The devil is very sly, so he sends people to school just like you send your children to school. And the devil will send people to get PhDs and everything else, and he will allow them to go and do certain things. God says, go ahead, do it. My word stands on its own. The Holy Spirit will teach you what's true. The Holy Spirit of God will come into you, and he's going to reveal to you. He will lead you into all spirit and truth, as it says in John. The Holy Spirit will anoint you to know the truth. So you don't worry about a translation. You just keep reading, and you're going to find out just what God is saying and just what's true and just and what's lie, okay? Because I believe that a person under the influence of the devil could come out and he could start his own Bible company, try to subvert Christianity. But do you think that's going to turn a Christ follower from the real word of God, from the real Holy Spirit, who's going to teach, who's going to lead you into all truth? All it's going to do is make you dig deeper. And then you're going to come away even stronger. And the Lord's going to say, well, I just let him do that so you could be my mouthpiece and I'm going to use you now. You see, so God's word is not to be subverted. Woe to the people who do try to subvert it. But when you're reading the true word of God and you're hungry for it, the Holy Spirit will guide you. All right. So here we see. Now, I know this is a lot coming at you, and that this well-known bishop in Chicago told us, you can't tell it all at one time. He's right. You can't get all this in one time, okay? So we are going to get what we can in the time allotted. But I spotlighted these particular scriptures of the Bible, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, in order to explain to those who do not know or understand what's being said about Jesus being God and being the one true God himself, how he could be with God and be God at the same time, all right? So when we started in the book of John, John 1, verses 1 to 14, these excerpts confirm the who of Jesus as the indescribable gift. By now, we see why he is indescribable. You can't. We can't put anybody else, anything in that category of God right now, who laid out a perfect plan for mankind, who loved us enough that he knew we were going to stray from him. He said he created us in his own image. And Adam and Eve double-crossed him, and we got away from the image of God, didn't we? Now we're just all over the place, aren't we? We're all over the place. Do you know that he never stopped looking? He has never stopped wooing you. He's never stopped chasing you. He's never stopped trying to bring you back to reconcile you. He's never stopped. Now, if you're 80 years old, if you're like some of my friends who say, oh, no, if I come in there, Joel, the church will fall down. He's still after them. They're still running. Some are gray and got grandchildren now. Don't you know he wants you to come in so he can save your grandchildren? Don't you know he wants your neighbor saved? Don't you know that he loves you unconditionally? Don't you know if you turn over now to this God who spoke the world into existence, if you turn over to him right now, that he will make things right in your life? Don't you know there's not a sin that you've got? There's nothing you can do that would turn him away from you if you say, I repent to you right now. If you say, Lord, take this away from me right now, he can take it away. You got urges that you need gone. Ask him to take it away at any cost. Say, Lord, take it away at any cost. And I guarantee you he can do it overnight. You know why I know? Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shone in the darkness. It's the only problem is the darkness didn't comprehend it. It said he came to his own, and his own didn't receive him, but as many as received him, to them were given the right to be called children of God, to those who were born not of the flesh, not of blood, not of man, but of God. I'm telling you, in other words, he can remake you. If he can do that, he can take away your urges. Yes, he can take away your urges. If he can do that, he can remove those illicit thoughts. He can remove the penchant for alcohol or drugs. He can remove racism from you. He can remove fear from you. This is the God of creation. Oh, but you got to know him. You got to know him. He can fix you. He can remove bisexuality. He can take away homosexuality. He can take the urge away. He can remove it. Whatever the case may be, I don't care what it is. Don't sell him short. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was void and without form, but his spirit was hovering, getting things together. No telling what happened before he formed the earth. We ain't going back there. Huh? That's a whole nother story. But this is the same God. You see what I mean? This is the same God. Man, here we are, don't want to accept him. Come on now. He can do anything. He can do anything you need. He can do it. That's the team we want to be on. That's why he's an indescribable gift.
Amen. God is the Almighty God, and all power is in his hands. Jesus Christ is the best gift that anyone could receive. His is the indescribable gift that keeps giving. You're listening to Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Today's message, as well as previous broadcasts, are available on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. We love connecting with our listeners. Like and follow us on Facebook. Submit comments, prayer requests, and praise reports at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. And listen, if Pastor Joel's messages are ministering to you, let us know. Share your testimonies on our contact page. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord continues to strengthen you as you follow him. Miracles of God is a listener-supported program. All financial donations are tax-deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button on our website to give today. As a friendly reminder, all services are being conducted online until social distancing orders are lifted. God is with us and will bring us all through victoriously. Know that we're praying for you and trusting the Lord to protect you and keep you healthy and strong. If you're feeling alone, frustrated, or in need of encouragement, our prayer warriors are here to pray with you. Call 707-759-5244 and join us for Sunday worship services on Facebook, Zoom, and Periscope at 1 p.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. for prayer and Bible study at 8 p.m. as we walk through the Bible together. Sunday services are also available on YouTube and at SpiritOfTruthChurchWorldwide.com. Don't forget to tune into Miracles of God next week for the continuation of the series, The Indescribable Gift, with Pastor Joel Jones. Until next time.